Hello, my name is Tamar Khitarishvili. I come from Republic of Georgia. I am an assistant professor of economics here at Bard, so I'm really glad to be a part of this seminar. Just being at Bard, being associated also with Lilly Institute of Economics, so I'm very excited about being here. I've been at Bard since 2003. I teach courses in macroeconomics. I also teach courses in institutional economics, economics of transition countries. So my main area of interests in terms of economics lies in institutional aspects, in economic growth and development. In terms of the region, I am being from Georgia, I'm interested in transition countries. I do some work. My research lies in exploring the role of human capital in economic growth and development. I've worked with the Georgian Statistics Department. I'm using the household budget survey data to analyze a number of questions that relate to human capital in Georgia. So in one of my recent projects, I investigated returns to education in Georgia. And so far, the results have been personally to me a little bit disappointing because I learned that the returns to education in Georgia are among the lowest in all former Soviet Union and Eastern and Central European countries. So I'm looking more carefully at that question. I am very interested in the gender dimension when it comes to education in general, human capital and growth. And another project that Rania suggested that I work on, and I'm really glad that I pursued that idea, was to look at wage disparities in Georgia using the same data set. And one of the main findings is, unsurprisingly, the presence of significant unexplained variation in wages, meaning that, or pointing to perhaps evidence of discrimination in Georgia. So this is my recent work, and I really look forward to being a part of this seminar and to having many interesting and enriching conversations with all of you. Thank you. About Luca. You mean sharing? Well, I have a 3-year-old boy, Luca, who will be visiting us, I'm sure. And my husband will be one of the instructors. My husband, Kijong Kim, he unfortunately had to be with Luca now, so he couldn't be here. And he's a part of our family and Rania's godson. And so we are really all a big family here, I think.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Taitu Heron. I don't know how they managed to put my middle name there. I don't. But anyway, Taitu Heron can skip the middle name. I work at the Planning Institute of Jamaica. I'm a development practitioner as well as an NGO activist outside of the regular normal office hours. I work primarily in policy development. My background is in political economy, but for the time being, I'm in social development and gender. I do mostly development around women's rights and children's rights, as well as an emphasis on the role of epistemology in development planning over time, as part of the research agenda program within the Planning Institute of Jamaica. The Planning Institute of Jamaica is the island's, the government's, I should say, development planning agency since 1954. And it's also the government's main research for development and external cooperation. I've been with the Planning Institute since 2005, I think, or 6, something like that. And that's my day job, my NGO work. I am a member of Women's Media Watch, and essentially we look at the role of violence and the portrayal of violence in the media, as well as the role of, as well as gender sensitization and gender stereotypes and the role of violence in everything that is happening in Jamaica, basically. So that's the NGO hat. What other hat is there? I'm a member of a working group who is looking at legal reform and the role of gender in legal reform, with a particular emphasis on trade and law. So reproductive rights within the law. And on a more personal note, I'm one of five children. I'm the eldest. I am. There's so many other things, but I think that's probably the best thing I should say right now. I'm the eldest of five children. I'm the only female of the five of us. And I come from a very large family. I have two nephews, a niece, about two dogs. You know, so, right. You know, and then there's the children within the NGO network, as well as at the office, and what else? I jog, I do yoga, I play music, I like meeting people. I think this is the first time I'm participating in this program. I'm not an economist by training, but based on the policy space in our office, it was considered very strategic and important for me to be here, because there's an artificial separation at the Institute between social policy and economic policy, and that space is also epistemologically separated for. Yeah, I guess I could probably leave it there for now. I can explain and share as the week goes on. And thanks for being. I'm very glad to be here, and I look forward to the week. 2 weeks, actually. I need to go to the bathroom. Excuse me.
Hi, everybody. I am Kaushik. I am from India. I am largely working with a non-profit organization called Center for Budget and Governance Accountability. And at our organization, we mostly work, as the name suggests, on government budgets, analyzing and disseminating it from the macroeconomic policy framework, situating it in the macroeconomic policy framework, largely from the perspective of the poor and the marginalized. And we also work on governance issues, largely local governance. At my organization, I'm mostly involved in three different areas of work. One is decentralization and local governance. I'm currently working on a project on gender-responsive budgeting for HIV/AIDS interventions in India. And thirdly, it's adaptation to climate change in India, public policy. So these are the largely three areas where I work. All three have gendered implications. In local governance, you have interventions on at the local level, social security systems and all in India are largely very biased against gender. So that's one area we'll try to address. Climate change again is a very fresh problem, a gendered problem again in countries like India. The other hat that I wear is I'm also a PhD student at Jawaharlal Nehru University in economics. There I work on environmental law. So it's quite different from what I work at my workplace and as a PhD student. I guess that's it.
Hello, everybody. Myself Nilanjan Patra. I'm doing my PhD in Jawaharlal Nehru University, India, New Delhi. So basically, I'm working on gender bias in child health. So basically, it looks at the pattern of gender bias in child health, how it changes in last two decades, and what factors are there that can actually remove or reduce the gender bias in child health, because I think this might enhance in large area of activities where other areas where reducing gender bias can have much enhance economic activity or productivity. So I'm using basically NFHS data set for the last 2 decades. It's basically part of DHS demographic and health survey data conducted worldwide. That's it.
Hello, I am Shuru from India. I am working in a research institute called National Institute of Public Finance and Policy. And last year I have submitted my PhD in Jawaharlal Nehru University. My PhD topic was related to macroeconomic policy under regime of free capital flows, where we tried to build up an alternative model, alternative to Mundell-Fleming kind of framework, which we think is more realistic as compared to Mundell-Fleming kind of framework in today's world. And in office, I am currently attached to 2 projects. One is related to financing human development in 8 states in India. We are looking at primary health, elementary education, as well as poverty reduction. I particularly look at the elementary education section. Apart from that, we are seriously engaged in another work, which is particularly in the context of this financial crisis, its effect on Indian economy. And we are trying to build up one CGE kind of model also, on the basis of which we can determine, we can say something about the required fiscal stimulus, which we talk about in some concrete terms. Apart from that, as far as my work experience is concerned, before joining this NIPFP, I worked for 12th Finance Commission of India, which looks at the center-state fiscal relationship, fiscal federalism, and transfer of funds from central government to state governments. Then I joined Planning Commission of India for 1.5 years or so, where I was part of the Perspective Planning Division, which is the division which look at the basic macro model behind the planning in India. Then I worked also in Kerala Planning Board, State Planning Board of Kerala, where we worked for the 11th five-year plan of the Kerala state government. Thank you. I'm quite thrilled, and I think it's a great opportunity that I could come here, and I'm looking forward to next 2 weeks very eagerly. And of course, I want to be part of the family because it's great, yeah. So, in response to what you have said right now, because as far as my experience goes, I have seen that, under the regime of fiscal responsibility and budget management, etc., and we have set a ceiling of 3% following Maastricht Treaty, that fiscal deficit to GDP ratio cannot exceed 3% of GDP for the central government and for the state government separately. The plan expenditure has really become a residual, because once we set the fiscal deficit ceiling, given the tax revenue, so expenditure and non-plan expenditures we can't touch upon, because these are the mainly pension and salaries of the government employees mostly. So the plan expenditure suffers a lot. So there is very little room for free planning, so to say. Yeah.
It is like this kind, this family. So from 2006, it's the first time this my participated in this group. And then 2007 to Istanbul conference. And this is my third time. So the really the joy members, so Beijing, Kim, the Patricia, or it's Haza, or it's many people. Oh, come on here. So we are here. So just enjoy. So very pleasure from this group. So I just introduce myself, Jianhua. Tang from China Agriculture University. And from the, our group, we have the Chinese woman economist. From that group, I just know. I just participated in this group in 2006, is it okay? Yeah, and actually, so my research background at the beginning is just agriculture economy, and my PhD in Tokyo University, just microfinance, development finance. So at that time, I think from the 2006, I didn't know anything about gender. So it's for me just to make some program is about microfinance. I know some program just focus on the woman. So I didn't know at that time. I just want to know is why just focus on the woman. So I just began to the role of the woman in the economy. So I try to know more about the gender issue. So they just participate this program. And the first time I just from the Niloufar's presentation, I just know many, many new words about gender. But actually, I didn't know any so very detailed meaning at that time. So at that time, I just, I try to learn more about that. So and then was even the Patricia and went to Beijing to another seminar about the hint of just budget, it's a gender budget. Come here, it's a town, you have to attend this seminar and learn more about the gender issue. Okay, just follow. And so many chance from this program. So gradually, just more some meaning of the, some new words. And gradually, I think maybe I should study more the gender issue systematically. So I have to try to find more opportunity. So fortunately, last year, I just got the Fulbright supported me to study more gender in the University of Michigan. The 1 year, I just studied some American woman history and feminist thought. So I learned more about that. So that's why when the Rania and Niloufar just mentioned, oh, there's another training course, come here again, oh, it's my pleasure. So this is a very good experience. Yeah, so please enjoy it. Yeah, actually it's from the my 2008 in Istanbul, just choose employment structure in Chinese women. Yeah, and last year, so until now, I just choose equality or woman equality in translation. Yeah, in the University of Michigan, and. I think in this group is many people just encourage me or is push me to learn about the gender. So it's very kind. So please, yeah, that's also my experience. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I am Eka Sepashvili from Georgia, as you know already. I'm interested in gender issues since 1997 when in Georgia, UNDP and Georgian government joint project was launched. It was dedicated to the women participation in development of the country. And so we have numerous women organization, I mean non-governmental organization. Gender was totally new word in our society, and we did a lot of work to raise public awareness on these issues. Then later on, we switch our attention, at least my and my colleagues' attention, I mean our small group. I'm same time member of NGO that is called Gender for Social Economic Development. We switch our attention to the economic aspects of gender equality and so on. And we implemented several projects in Georgia that was aiming at empowering economically women, because we do believe that behind the discrimination based on gender, economic factors plays a huge role. Currently, from my education, I'm an international economist, and currently I work on globalization issues and this modern knowledge-based economy. And my interest is to raise women participation in this new new economy, which is knowledge-based. And what is my, very huge and very key interest to create over the globe equal opportunities for all of them. In many countries, in my country as well, and I'm sure in other countries, some people, especially men or some policy makers, are arguing that women's place are in the kitchen. Yes, maybe, but even doing it kitchen and being in kitchen, women can do a lot for economy and for developing of their country, and maybe not only for their country. So it's my, interest. As for our gathering here today, I wanted to thank you again, Rania Nulifer. It's a very, very interesting workshop. You know that I am returning of this seminar, and why I was interesting. You see, I have participated in many seminars, in many, many international conferences, and so on and so on. But what is the difference between these seminars in which I have been participated and this one, which I'm very much keen to be involved in? You see, when I'm participating in other seminars, it is dedicated for some specific area, for example, for transition countries, for Central Asian and Caucasus countries, for Eastern European countries, for example, Southern African countries. And this one is really global, where I can understand African women problem, Caribbean areas problems, this Latin America, Pacific, Asian countries. It's really, really global, what I wanted to say. And here you can understand the experience. Maybe it is not totally one that we have, but it's very interesting and very useful, on the other hand, to get acquainted with this experience and catch the similarities and catch those experiences that can be very important in our countries and in some other countries as well. And I like very much your division of these thematic groups that I like very much for myself. This is, shortly about my interest and about myself. And about my personality, I have a daughter, she's 16 years old, and a boy, he's 2 years old. And I have big, I can say, huge sheepdog in that house. Okay, thank you for attention.
Good morning. My name is Heather Starzinski. I am from the University of Missouri, Kansas City. In Missouri. I'm in the economics department there. I'm a graduate student and studying employer of last resort, functional finance, and I'm also part of the Center for Full Employment and Price Stability there, where we do research on employer of last resort programs and policy advocacy work. And I was a teacher in my former life before I started graduate school. I taught government and economics. And I'm really here because we don't have a gender studies program at our university, and I'm very much interested in gender and macroeconomic research, hopefully starting very soon. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mira Said, and I am from Palestine. Not Israel, but, well, it's a political issue, and then it's so much mixed up. But I am Palestinian, and I work for the Workers' Democracy and Workers' Rights Center in Palestine as a trainer. And I am the Global Network Coordinator in the Arab region, which is part of Solidar in Brussels. Well, then how I ended up here? When I was in the second year of my university studying journalism, my mother started her master in labor in gender law and development. And then because my English was much better than hers, she made me study with her for four years, the same master. So basically, I just get to know everything about the microeconomics, the women problem, the development, and everything, just because I helped her in that. And while my study, I was a volunteer in the same organization that I work now in. And from journalism, I turned to be a unionist, and I work for unions and workers' rights. Then last year I finished my master in labor policies and globalization from Germany, which was as well a global program. We were from all over the world. And my master thesis actually was about migration and mostly women. Like, what are the problems that women face while migrants from one place to another, and how biased are the, like, especially in the EU, the laws and everything. And when I, even in my work, I worked for many projects about women in trade unions and workforces, about the discrimination, how to like empower women in trade unions and work places. And currently now I work in a small pilot project, which is about how to empower women in informal economy in Palestine, but not by giving them microfinance to start their projects, because sometimes if you want to do it by banks, it is like 17% to so they just can't get it back. But it's how to help them to put, like, to start their own projects by giving them the means and not just the money as the loans. I wanted so much to participate here because I want to learn more about like all the different regions and what's the experience, how they deal with women issues and gender issues. So I'm looking forward for the 2 weeks. Thank you.
Hello, good morning. My name is Gisela Carrasco. I am Catalan, from Catalonia, and I'm working and living in Guatemala, in Guatemala City specifically, but I'm working in the rural areas. I work as an economic analyst in UNIFEM, and what I'm mainly doing is I'm working in local economic development, and especially with female entrepreneurships. Maybe I would be the first one who wanna say a data. One data is that the Central America economy is based on the female work, so that's why, so nobody recognizes it. And this is the first data maybe of the course, so like everybody says, like no woman, all the data statistics in UN, in my colleagues of UNDP, they show this data, and even sometimes in UNIFEM, that and other data and statistics that no, the women, they don't work, or they are auto, I don't know how to say it in English, no, but no, they are working, they have knowledge, and we have to acknowledge this knowledge, no? So I'm working in this. I'm responsible for the CEMS. In Spanish is Centro de Servicios para los Emprendimientos de las Mujeres. What it means is the Center for Service for the Women Entrepreneurships. And also I'm working, I'm responsible for the economic development component in the joint program of the Millennium Development Goals. And as an in UNIFEM, I've been in different meetings. More recently, I've been in La Habana, working in a group of about social cohesion and gender. I did a presentation about how to link to the economic and political spheres. It's not about how to link that, because it's linked, as Niloufer was saying us. And also, I did a little presentation, but I wasn't one of the instructors, but I did a little presentation, and always I was a fellow of the same course in Costa Rica with GEMLAC, the Gender Macroeconomics and International Economics Group in Latin America. They did the same course, but with academics and with policymakers. Was a really interesting course, and I was really, these things works. Yeah, I was very happy, and I was very enthusiastic, and that's why one of the main reasons that I'm here. And also, I studied economics in Barcelona. I did an MSc in development economics in the School of Oriental and African Studies in London. And now I'm doing a diploma in advanced studies in gender of the University of UNAM, la Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México. And also, I discovered gender maybe since I was born, so I'm an activist, I'm feminist, and after that I started to be interested in research and economics and feminist economics. So now my colleague.
As I mentioned, the regional groups, one of which is GEM-LAC, Latin America and the Caribbean, and this group actually organized its own course, which is based on this course, but in 2006 they organized a course, and this course took place in Latin America, and it was in Spanish. And this is one of the reasons why we're so also eager to have the regional groups, because unfortunately, because we do what we do in English and we cannot have simultaneous translation, interpretation, this excludes people who are non-English speakers. So having a course in Spanish, which was also tailored toward the economies of Latin America, I think it was this is sort of what we dream and hope for all the other regions. So there are also some people working and talking about doing a course in French, and also doing a course in perhaps in some materials have been translated to Russian and so on and so forth. So maybe we will go there as well, and in Arabic. So it's very important to have these courses in different languages. But I was a part of this course in 2006 in Mexico, so when I arrived there, the colleagues from, and they will be coming here, the organizers of this, more of the organizers of this course are going to be with us, like Valeria Esquivel and Corina Rodriguez and so on, and a number of other colleagues, Alma Espino, they're going to be joining us. And they said, you are a mother of, you are a mother of GEM. GEM-LAC. And when GEM-LAC, in turn, people who came to GEM-LAC course and also the original GEM-LAC members, then also organized a course that was specifically for Central America, which is the one that you took. And I got this note from Corina Rodriguez saying, you have now become a grandmother. We have become mothers as GEM-LAC, and now you have become a grandmother. You and Rania have become grandmothers, so I wanted to tell that story.